it is the first time our brother, our leader, Atiku Abubakar, is defecting from PDP to ACN, from ACN to PDP, and now from PDP to APC. Hopefully, we hope he will defect again from APC to PDP. But unfortunately, we are not comfortable with how he reacts to issues. You know, PDP as a party now is running away from insulting its supporters or making bad utterances against its supporters. Because to lose a person in a ward, not to talk of a councillor, not to talk of the former Vice President Atiku Abubakar, who, whether one likes or not, has a lot of political supporters across the country. We really sympathize with that decision he has taken, and then people will interpret it like he's jumping one party to another party because he likes to become a president, and which is most unfortunate. So we really want him to be with us, and we are still appealing to him to come back to our party so that at least we can move ahead. Because he has a lot of wealth of experience, and then this is the time he will help the country pari passu his interest. Whether he has an interest to contest or not, at least he cannot destroy the house he built. Because almost all the elders that are the founding fathers of PDP are still in PDP. And then little challenges, as rightly said by the present Senate president, that PDP's problems is over. Now it is other parties that they will solve their trouble. That's the position of PDP.
The former vice president spoke about concerns of internal democracy and corruption within the PDP that the PDP has yet to address. How is the PDP looking critically at these issues and addressing them?
Well, Peter, you see, you don't bite the finger that feeds you. You don't, if you need, say, you say, okay, I need reconciliation and I need our supporters to be with us. You don't look back to bring accusations. You see, it is not during this time that these things have started, because I am fully in the picture of what has happened during the previous regime. So I am fully conversant with what really happened in the PDP. And then I may say the people that brought thuggery and some attitudes that are not democratic. You don't look back when you want to say, my friend, be patient, let's go together. But really, if we can look back and then dig the history, at the end of it, we cannot even stay with any of our supporters. You don't look back and say, okay, you are the one who caused this, you are the one who caused that. In politics, you don't do that. It is a time when a new chairman has come on board, and then he is visiting almost all those that are the brain behind the coming of our PDP. And wherever he goes, he will say, be patient, please forgive us, let's forge ahead. So that is the PDP of today, please.
The defection of former President Atiku Abubakar is being seen by political analysts and some supporters of the opposition that it will make the PDP lose ground, and that the PDP loses political capital ahead of the 2015 general elections. Is the PDP in crisis?
Well, that is not true. PDP, you see, the issue is it is the only party that has embarrasses almost all the major tribes and the smaller tribes. And then they have come together to work together. That's what makes PDP to survive the 16 years rolling. And then where a house is full of people who are supporters, people who are very rich, people who are highly intelligent, people who are highly ambitious, this kind of halubaloos, and here and there, a lot of abracadabra must come up. But Atiku, yes, he is a force to be reckoned with. But you know, I have said it earlier, it is the first time he has been defecting. He defected 2006, leaving the PDP. And then the PDP has won elections. And then he went to APC. And then PDP contested was APC, which I believe, you know, Nuhu Ribadu was the presidential candidate. And then, fortunately, the president, president won the election. So the issue of Nigeria, and especially Nigerians, they value seriously a piece of a party, and then the manifestos, and then the background of the party, not an individual. And mind you, what is happening, Peter, like, let me take my state in Gombe, where the former governor is castigating the present governor. You don't, there is an individual structure and there is a party structure. Party structure supersedes individual structure. Now, for example, in Gombe, the structure of the party, that is the PDP, is now with the governor. So the person who is the former governor is an individual, may not have the structure to fight the structure of the party. So you look at it that way. So it is just like Atiku Abubakar, as an individual, he has an individual structure, but the party structure of the PDP remains lively and it is surviving any sort of attack and cut across the country, and it follows the leadership.